Russia says it is speeding up efforts to reduce its dependency on the U.S. dollar and the American payment system. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has described the move as a way to counter Washington's new sanctions against Moscow. According to Ryabkov, it is urgent to switch the settling currency from the U.S. dollar to a substitute one. The decision comes less than a week after President Donald Trump signed into law a new sanctions bill that targeted Russia's energy sector. In retaliation, the Kremlin told the White House to reduce the number of its diplomats to 455. Russia has already tried to build an alternative to the U.S.-dominated World Bank by creating a new reserve fund in cooperation with Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. Political commentator and analyst Jason Unruhe believes that Russia's move could be successful and that there is no time better than now for Moscow and the BRICS countries to get rid of the U.S. financial dominance.
That's the kind of monetary power that the U.S. has coming out of many agreements in the past, particularly with regards to the Bretton Woods Agreement, et cetera. The U.S. dollar holds a completely hegemonic role. But this, however, does not mean that the U.S. dollar is invincible. It's not something that cannot be undermined or something that cannot be substituted for something else. Every currency has its vulnerabilities, and that's equally true for the United States dollar. Since the U.S. dollar is always taken, if you could build agreements to agree to take something else, then you would certainly have the ability to do so. It's just that the U.S. currency is floating around the world so much and is backed up by the authority of the United States, it was just a natural step to adopt that as a means of settling exchanges. However, if agreements can be made on other currencies to fulfill that role, then there's no reason why the power of the U.S. dollar cannot be undermined in this way. The BRICS countries have certainly put together a solid effort in order to do so.